minutes away from the start of the second half of this game. Chuck, you and I noticed before the kickoff here tonight that there was a drone, a small little drone hovering over the stands here on the Rams side. And interestingly enough, the Ohio High School Athletic Association is in a position to have to respond to drone technology. Will there be legislation statewide, individual school boards? How will drones be used? They can be used in a positive way, a negative way. I talked with Ohio High School Athletic Association Commissioner Dan Ross a few weeks ago about drone technology.
The drones are out there, and this is one that kind of surprises people. I think probably a year ago I came back from a meeting and I brought an article that was coming from somebody who was with the FAA dealing with drones, and I handed it to our association attorney, and he goes, "What's this?" Now he's doing presentations on drones because of some of the legal issues that are involved with this.
Wow.
But you wouldn't think about that. There were supposed to be new guidelines September 30th in dealing with drones, and those have not come out. But just some of the issues are when there's a drone and it's over a group of kids, it's probably a good idea to know whose drone that is.
Sure.
For the safety and the security of that. When there's drones that are following kids around, you probably need to be aware of that. Media use drones, and we don't permit those at our tournaments, but media use drones, and there's constructive things that can be done with that, but probably you need to make sure that somebody knows whose it is. And if you don't know whose it is, who has the authority to bring it down?
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably one of the big questions, and I think people were really hoping that that would be addressed by the FAA in their regulations. But, you know, there are, if you, from your private property, have a drone and you want to fly it over the school or fly it over somebody else's yard, do you have the authority then to do that? And if it's over, you know, the case, as I mentioned to you earlier, the case that in Kentucky where the drone was over someone's yard and his daughter was sunbathing out back. I mean, just, yeah. You know, and he brought it down and the ramifications with that. But just if you're a facility and you're using a drone and you're right close to a hospital where there's going to be life flight, or you're close in Southwest Ohio, you have Wright Pat with the air base and the you have the Dayton Airport. I mean, just when there are airports around, there are certain restrictions that people need to at least be aware of what those restrictions are, because it wouldn't be the same in all parts of the state or the country.
Yeah, I'm forward thinking here. How about the use of a drone to help scout, to help coach from up above the gridiron?
We've already had that question brought to us by schools.
Yeah.
What do we do when we're going to be playing our rival and a drone's over our practice and we don't know who's drone it is? Yeah. Do we have the right? So it's things that you think, well, you know, this is not, you're absolutely right. This isn't the way off future. This is now.
Yeah.
And so these are things that we're working with, and we're hoping to get some help with the FAA on dealing with this. But we're also working with our school boards association and superintendents about helping to devise a policy that we can use. We have one that we use for our tournaments, but to help our schools use for their regular season issues.
And not only is it now, it's tonight, as I mentioned before, that brief conversation with Ohio High School Athletic Association Commissioner Dan Ross. We had a drone hovering over us on this side of the field before kickoff tonight, Chuck.
Yep.
And there needs to be some sort of a formal response by school boards, by the OHSAA, because drones can affect sports teams, student athletes, schools, in both a positive and a negative way. But I thought it was interesting. We had that conversation with Dan Ross planned, and here we were looking at a drone about a minute before the kickoff. I could see how they could be used to cut down maybe costs in scouting, could help above the gridiron at a practice session, perhaps.
Right. You know? I mean, yeah, I haven't seen that. I'd have to see the technology and see what it looks like filming to see if you could replace your film guy at football games.
Right.
But I would think you'd have kind of some weird angles, but, you know, I mean, I know that drones aren't something they want to see in the Middle East coming in.
No, not at all.
Probably a different type of drone, though.
Yeah. 2 minutes away from the start of the second half here tonight. Upper Soda Valley 12, Fort Loramie 10. Chuck, a quick look at a few other scores in and around Shelby County, the GWAC, and the Northwest Central Conference.
Riverside owns a 54-0 halftime score on, is that...
Ridgemont?
No. Layman's up 41-0 on Ridgemont.
Waynesfield Goshen,
yep. Thank you. Sydney leads Pickwa 14-7. And Hardin Northern leads Lima Perry 13-6 at the half.
Understand that Pickwa just had a 70-yard touchdown pass wiped out because of an illegal formation. Otherwise, that Sydney Pickwa game would be knotted, conceivably, at 14. Layman up 41-0 at the half. I think you mentioned that. So it's a good idea to get new tires right now to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. At M&A Muffler and Tires, take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics to prevent major problems. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. That's 937-295-3971. Again, check out those fine new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main and Fort Loramie. A fine inventory of new and pre-owned cars at Geyer's. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel to Fort Loramie from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, all over the Midwest. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams, plus the pre-owned ones at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. 12-10, Fort Loramie trails Upper Soda Valley. We're seconds away from the second half kickoff. Fort Loramie will receive, Chuck.
Right. One of the things they need to watch for is, because not that it's going to be attempted as an onside kick, but he kicks the ball so low, the people in that front line need to make sure the ball does not bounce off of them.
Yeah, Freetag, who doubles as a fullback on offense, a linebacker on defense, does the booting for Upper Soda Valley. And this one is angled, far side, line drive kick, caught by the Redskins at the 29. Outstanding return up the far side of the field, over the 45 to the 47. Superb field position for Fort Loramie to start the second half of this game. Well, we've used the word adjustment quite often in this game tonight. That's just what Fort Loramie did on the defensive side of the ball, adjust to the wide running offense of Upper Soda Valley, and Fort Loramie's offense got untracked too, Chuck.
Right. I mean, both teams at halftime, you know, we're going to see who made the best adjustments.
Redskins to the line of scrimmage, down 12-10, just missing a touchdown by a half yard to close the first half. Offensive running play, off right tackle, then a cutback against the grain for 5 to the 49 of Upper Soda Valley. Play from scrimmage again, Carter Mesher. What a workhorse he's been since early on second period. Boy, he's got quick feet. We're going to see a lot of Carter Mesher, just a ninth grader. The freshman has really been churning his wheels in this game tonight for good yardage. Second and 5, 49 of the Rams. Four backs in the offensive backfield. Uh-oh, we got a messed up handoff. It's on the ground. Redskins alertly have got it back at the 46. A loss of 4 or 5. Mesher pounced on it. That was a misconnect in the offensive backfield. Luckily, the Redskins were able to rake the ball in. Third and 10 now at the 46. In our pregame talk with head coach Whit Parks of Fort Loramie, he talked about just that, minimizing the miscues. Minute and a half gone, third quarter. Third and 10, Fort Loramie at their own 46. Snap directly to the ball carrier, who runs around the right side for 4 and no more. Fourth down, Redskins at the 50. It was Worman, tried to get to the edge, couldn't do it. Good flow to this side of the field by the defensive front of this Upper Soda Valley team.
Well, when you're a running team like both these teams are, you have trouble when you get those negative plays on second down and make it third and 10 instead of what would have been third and 1.
Very good point. So right. When you get off schedule and you rush the ball so much, it's difficult to make up the negative yardage. Gasson to punt from the 36 for the Redskins, who are down 2. Opening 2 minutes plus third quarter. Low line drive boot. Hits at the 23. Caught at the 15. The return man goes backwards for Upper Soda Valley. And he's caught head high back at about the 13 or 14 yard line.
Yeah, he tried to go wide, but he had no blockers out there. So he was out there on his own.
And Blake Stevens was tracked down. A host of white jerseys from Fort Loramie in there on the tackle. Boy, that was expert coverage. Forward progress right at the 15. That's where the Rams start first and 10. Upper Souda Valley chewed up big chunks of yardage on running plays in the first couple series, but has not done so since the midway point first quarter. 12-10, Fort Loramie down 2. 9:42 left in the third. First offensive set for the Rams, who come to the line of scrimmage with Rose and Lowry. The two wideout split. Sloan in the slot. Moots the quarterback. Gives to the tailback, who bucks to the 20 from the 15. He's got 5. It was Austin Sloan who ran the ball wide early in the game. Tried to get a crack between guard and center on that play. He was snuffed out after charging forward for 3. Second down and 7 for the Rams. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Line of scrimmage, the 18 of Upper Soda Valley. Quarterback, the sophomore Moots. And Moots may have kept it. Running play, left guard. Fort Loramie diagnoses it well. Ball carrier stuffed at the 21 or 22. Third down and better than 5 to go for a first down. And Upper Soda Valley may be forced to throw the football here. Rams can get a first down just up over the 25. Line of scrimmage between the 15 and 16. Rams with a 2-point lead. Third down possession play here. Now the cadence is changed by the quarterback Moots. And here is the ball snapped to Moots. He goes to Sloan. Misdirection. And he is slowed behind the line, stays on his feet, tries to reverse. Down he goes, way back at the 14 or 15-yard line. Wow. Kitzmiller and Burning came knifing through for Fort Loramie. Superb defensive effort by the Redskins, who force a quick punt, 3 and out.
Yeah, they got great penetration that time, and it really messed up the timing of the play.
Whichever team, Chuck, can make a big forward pass or two down the stretch is probably going to pull this game out of the fire. Here's the kick by Freetag of Upper Soda Valley, and it's a bad one. Far side of the field, hits the 36 and stops like a 9-iron in the Rams' end of the field. And the Redskins have a short field with which to work. First and 10 outside the Rams' 35 with 7:46 to go here in the third quarter. And Upper Soda leading 12-10. It has been a very good Division 7 high school football game tonight. A lot at stake. Perhaps the Northwest Central Conference title on the line. These two clubs tied with Riverside atop the standings. And a berth in the postseason playoffs is also in the mix. Here's a deep drop by Worman. There's that forward pass I was talking about. Wide open receiver downfield at the 7-yard line. The Rams lost him. It's caught. It's a touchdown. Beautiful pass play. Worman with play action. And then he spun one, a spiral of Geyer. And Blake Geyer drifting beyond the deep safety. Hauled in that forward pass. At about the 7 or 8 yard line, Worman spotted him. Great play fake by Drew. As he stuffed the football into the tummy of Mesher, took it away. And he rolled back to pass with great protection. Blake Geyer was wide, wide open. Chuck, you or I might have been able to catch that football.
I wouldn't have been able to be out that far. but the safety truly bit on that bad and that on the play action.
And up by 4, 16-12 now. Fort Loramie goes for 2. Here's the snap back to Worman. He decides to run. He blazes a trail back to the line of scrimmage. He gets to the three, and he's flattened right there. He doesn't make it. 7:36 left in the second quarter. Big touchdown pass. Worman to Geyer. 2 points after fails. Redskins lead at 16-12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
A 36-yard aerial, a TD strike. Worman to Geyer. It covered 36 yards at the 7:36 mark of the third quarter. And that TD has lifted Fort Loramie to a 16-12 edge over Upper Scioto Valley. The run for the 2 points after failed as head coach Whit Parks was trying to push Fort Loramie's lead out to six at 18-12, and I think in the game of high school football against a team that doesn't kick PATs, Chuck, like the Rams, that was a good decision to go for two.
No doubt about it.
Kickoff, Fort Loramie, Rams have it at the 10. Far side of the field, it's slow. Look at him go. He's got an alley. He's up the sideline. He runs out of real estate into the Fort Loramie bench, shy of the 50. Boy, if the football field, Chuck, is 55 yards long, a couple yards wider than it actually is. That young man, Sloan, was long gone on the kickoff return for the Rams. He's averaging over 35 a kickoff return this year. We see why.
Well, you talk about a second gear. Boy, he went into third gear on that one. When he turned that corner, the only thing that stopped him was the sideline and a little bit of a push.
What a run by Sloan. Almost took it to the house. Line of scrimmage, the 50. Good field position for the Rams. They run the ball between left guard and tackle. And the ball carrier breaks the tackle. Another. Sheds one more. Look at him scramble. A hard-fought run to the 39 of Fort Loramie. A gain of 11. And the Rams come bouncing right back. In there on the tackle, Frank Meyer for Fort Loramie. First and 10 Rams. 39-yard line of Fort Loramie. Wings left and right. Here's the handoff on the play to Sloan in motion. He's outside right tackle, and he's being chased by a linebacker. Kitzmiller after him at the 34. He nails him from the backside.
Well, I watched Sloan come off the field after their last offensive possession. He took his helmet. He threw it against the bench in the sideline. You could tell that he was angry at himself for the one play and frustrated by what was going on. And right now, he's a man possessed.
He sure is. This drive has been Austin Sloan all the way for Upper Scioto Valley, including the kickoff return after the Fort Loramie score. 6:36 to go, third quarter. Redskins up four. Handoff right guard. It's Freetag. Bulls his way. Lugs the pigskin down inside the 28 to the 27. He's got another first down as Sloan and Freetag produce 11 yards on two carries. First and 10, 32-and-a-half-yard line of Fort Loramie. Halfway through the third quarter, Redskins spotted Upper Scioto Valley an early lead of 12-0. Fort Loramie's battled back to overtake the Rams 16-12.
They're about 2 yards away from being up 30-12. They had the one where they fumbled on fourth and one.
Ooh,
and right. Then they had Worman's dive at the end zone at the end of the half where time ran out.
Yeah, you're so right. Upper Scioto Valley between left tackle and guard this time. The ball carrier powers to the 30. He stood up right there, or I should say the 20. Forward progress, Sloan, good enough for at least 7, maybe 8. Second and very short. Upper Scioto Valley's offensive line getting the job up front. Execution well done by the Rams from tackle to tackle on this offensive thrust down the field by Upper Scioto Valley. Here is Rose, split wide left, Lowry wide right. Second down, only a couple yards needed for a first down. Just inside the 20 of Fort Loramie. Another charge over left guard, and the ball carrier pushes to the 13, bucks to the 12. It is a first down. Austin Sloan toted the ball again. It's been virtually all Sloan to start the second half on this drive for Upper Scioto Valley. 13-yard line of the Redskins. Rams to the line of scrimmage. The quarterback, Moots, gives it on the play to Sloan once more. Over left guard, this time Fort Loramie gives up ground very grudgingly at the 11. Second down and 8 for the Rams. Here's where the yardage becomes tougher.
You got to watch that trap, that misdirection, because that has been very effective down here.
Upper Scioto Valley has tried a field goal this year, only 3 extra points. It's not a place-kicking team like Fort Loramie can be. Redskins already with a field goal tonight. Here's the fake to Sloan. Give to Freetag. It is a counter back to the left. The Redskins stay in their lanes, wait on him, and shove him down at the 14-yard line, or I should say the 9-yard line. A gain of a yard and a half, no more. Third and close to 7 for the Rams, who are back at the line of scrimmage in a heartbeat. Man in motion is Stevens. Ball is fed to Sloan way back behind the line. He tries to swerve around right end. Fort Loramie stretches out the running play. Nowhere to go. Tackle made back at the 12. Fourth down coming up and about 8 or 9 to go for a first down. Redskins, like they've done ever since the middle point first quarter, stiffen defensively. Coming up big at the right time. Fort Loramie's big D, fourth down, 8 yards to go for Upper Scioto. Head coach Josh Spencer wants a timeout for the Rams. Fourth and 8 at about the 12 or 13-yard line of Fort Loramie. 3:32 left to go, third quarter. Redskins up 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The game of football requires speed. Athletes that are fast and can outrun the competition. Bigman Supply knows how important being fast is, not only in football, but when it comes to getting your order to you. That's why we have 10 trucks running the roads of West Central Ohio daily to get our large inventories to our customers. You don't win the game by being slow, and at Bigman Supply, the word slow is not even in our vocabulary. Bigman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Understand that Anna trails Minster 21-7, third quarter. Last we heard, Sydney was ahead of Pickwell 14-7. That game was at or near the half here at Upper Scioto Valley. The Redskins lead the Rams 16-12, 3 minutes 32 seconds remaining in the third quarter of this game. And Fort Loramie's defense, which has forced a number of big third and fourth down plays from the Rams since the 6-minute mark of the first quarter, has forced one right here. Fourth and 8, Rams, 12-yard line of Fort Loramie. Moots, the quarterback, wants to throw. Pitches middle of the field, down near the goal line. The ball's on the ground, short of the mark. No good. In coverage, Gaston for Fort Loramie. The ball simply was not off the turf enough, didn't have a chance to be completed. Moots threw it short. It looked like it was a crossing pattern on the play for Rose. A good 1 yard in front of him, and Fort Loramie with a huge defensive stop takes over on downs. Now the Redskins need to flop field position.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
First and 10, 12-yard line, own end of the field. Uh-oh, we've got a mix-up. We've got a pre-snap foul against Fort Loramie. False start, Redskins. Fort Loramie needs a big play, Chuck, to get out of a hole.
They need to get a couple of first downs, yeah. I mean, they do have the advantage in the punting game, but kicking from there, it's going to give the Rams good field position if they have to punt from where they are.
Fort Loramie moving from south to north against a slight breeze here in the third quarter. What wind advantage there is will be in the Redskins' favor in the fourth. Werman quarterbacking. Down to our left, it's Werman carrying, tries to sprint outside left tackle, sheds one man, stays on his feet, plows to the 11. He got 4, maybe 5. It'll be second down and 10 for the Redskins, just beyond the 10-yard line, own end of the field.
But like we talked about on the last possession, he got a nice 5-yard gain, but all it did was get the penalty back. So now it's 2nd and 10.
Right, and sooner or later, you've got to throw the football. Fort Loramie was so successful last possession because the Redskins tossed it on 1st down. Worman to Geyer, 36 yards for the score. Here's Fort Loramie, middle of the field. Good forward plunge by the offensive line. The running play for Fort Loramie out to the 20-yard line as Carter Mesher kept digging hard, and Chuck, he got within about a foot of the 1st down chain.
That kid is having a heck of a football game.
Well, Carter Mesher is not going down easily tonight. Boy, he's kicking those legs fast, left and right, digging hard, keeping them churning. 1st, 2nd contact, he doesn't fall to the ground. That's all there is to it. 4-man offensive backfield. And Fort Loramie runs over right guard. Forward progress, 1st down to the 23. Good stop by the Rams. If that's all the Redskins wanted, was a +2 or +3 and a first. And a new set of 4 plays.
Glad I wasn't playing defense that time, because I'm standing up here and I couldn't find the ball.
No.
They tackled 3 different people.
Exactly. I was lost. I had no idea who had it. Was it Siegel? Was it Drew Worman? Was it Mesher? Minimal gain. Good enough for the 1st down, however. 1:50 to go, 3rd quarter. Redskins up 16-12. Fort Loramie, handoff, Mesher. Mesher to the right, cuts it back to the left against the flow. Met by a linebacker at the 28. He garners 5 more. Boy, you can tell that this is Whit Park's objective right now. Use the clock, get yards in short chunks, possess the football, get the field flopped. Boy, a touchdown for Fort Loramie would produce a lead of at least 10. It would be a 2-score advantage heading into the 4th. Redskins try to run it wide. It's Mesher. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another. Reverses his field. Got back near the line of scrimmage. He made a foot or two out of what appeared to be, Chuck, a 4 or 5 yard setback.
Yeah, he did a great job. And I think if he would have gone ahead and taken it wide to the other side, he might have had a lot of running room.
So it's 3rd down and 4 yards to go for a 1st down for Fort Loramie at the Redskins 29. 45 seconds to go here in the 3rd quarter. 16-12, Fort Loramie with the lead. Redskins employ very tight offensive line splits. 2 slots to the right. Let's see what's up their sleeve here. Running near side, Worman. Oh, good diagnosis by Upper Sciota. The Rams linebacker makes the knee-high tackle on Worman back at the 25. He lost 5 on the play. Very good hit behind the line of scrimmage. Kyle Smith, a sophomore, came knifing through to spill Worman. He tried to pick his way, run patiently wide. There was no crease. And the remaining seconds, 3rd quarter tick off. Fort Loramie will punt with the wind to start the 4th. 16-12, Redskins up on scorersbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax. We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Cody Gasson takes the long snap at his 12-yard line, strides ahead, punts it from the 16. Pretty good kick, bouncing over midfield, 45, rolling to the 39. And that's where Upper Sciota Valley starts First down, 10 yards to go. Trailing Fort Loramie 16-12, 10 seconds into the fourth quarter. Chuck, I had a feeling this would be a very good football game. I was here on Wednesday, talked to the Rams head coach, Josh Spencer. He said it's the biggest game in the Rams football history. Northwest Central Conference crown at stake, berth in the playoffs. Of course, Fort Loramie's got a shot at the postseason as well. Also an opportunity for no worse than a share of the NWCC title. A lot on the line. Both teams playing very hard, and it's an exciting game. Rams running the football from their own 40, and the Redskins stuff it at the 42-yard line. Boy, Sloan is getting the ball repeatedly, play after play after play.
Well, he is their best player, so that's what you want to do, especially here. It's this fourth quarter crunch time.
1,100 yards rushing the football on the season for Sloan. Line of scrimmage, 42 in the Rams' end. We've played a minute here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie lead 16-12. Rose and Lowry are flanked left and right. Slots left and right for the quarterback, Moots. Man in motion. We've got a flag before the snap. A 5-yard pre-snap foul against Upper Scioto Valley. And again, Chuck, to reiterate your point made earlier, when you run the ball so much as these teams do, little 5-yard penalties are big 5-yard penalties.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then we haven't seen a lot of nerves out of both teams, but right now in the fourth quarter, maybe a little bit.
Second down, 13 and a half to go for a first down. Rams try to run the ball over right tackle. Sloan can't go there. Tries to spring it to the outside. And the Redskins come slicing through and upset him back at the 35-yard line. A loss of 4.5 on the play. Third down, 15 to go for a first down for the Rams at their own 36. Credit Burning for that last tackle. He was in there on the stop. Boy, Fort Loramie has adjusted since the midway point first quarter and adjusted beautifully, defending the Rams' flexbone running play. Need a stop here. Moots with a deep drop, 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It's a route run over the middle of the field, a post pattern in the hands of the receiver and out at the 47-yard line. The wideout, Chase Rose, had a chance. Excellent defense in the secondary by Fort Loramie.
Jarrett Meyer, boy, I tell you what, he put a hand out, knocked the ball down, didn't make contact. Very, very nice defensive play.
Yep, Jarrett's had a special game, too, for the Redskins. He had a big knockaway right there. Pretty good route run over the middle by Rose. He's the chief pass catcher for this Rams team. They throw about 10 times a game. And Meyer got a fist on the football. It's a very high, short punt by Freetag of Upper Scioto. And it lights on the ground at the Redskins 48. And that's where the offensive center for Upper Scioto Valley downs the pigskin.
Great hang time, though.
It was. Well, Fort Loramie's got a wind advantage. And super placement out on the field. Ball marked down between the 47 and the 48. A couple yards shy of midfield. Clearly, Chuck, the kicking game, punting, placement, kickoffs, field goal distance, all of that in the Redskins' favor.
No doubt about it. Special teams have been their specialty tonight.
We've got 9 defenders in the box for the Rams. Snap back to Mesher. Right tackle he goes. Squirming for 2 yards to the 50, and that is all.
Well, they're playing the same defense that Lehman played last week. They've got 11 guys within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. Yep. You can't blame them.
Nope. Fort Loramie needs to work that clock down, nudge ahead, produce a few first downs, and turn this into a 4 or 5 minute ball game. We're down to 9.5 to go in the fourth. 16-12 Fort Loramie. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. 2 tight ends employed. Here's the ball snap back on the play to Worman. He's 7 yards behind the line and wants to throw. Down and out, right sideline, into the Redskins bench. Yes, it's caught at the 35 of the Rams. Beautifully done play. Guess who's on the receiving end? Blake Geyer again, Chuck. He caught the 36-yarder in the third quarter. That was the difference maker in this game. Fort Loramie up 4. Geyer on the receiving end right there. good enough for about, what, 15 or 16 yards?
15 and then another first down. If they had only thrown the ball three times and I completed them all.
And Fort Loramie is using those forward passes preciously and throwing the ball accurately down the field. Werman on the money there to Geyer. Snap back to Mesher. Mesher right end. He's got some valuable yardage to the far sideline. He rams into Upper Scioto Valley's 28 or 29. Picked up four at least. Second down and six to go for a first down. 9:13 left in the fourth quarter. It's been a quickly played second half. Line of scrimmage, the Upper Scioto Valley 30. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Werman and Mesher in the offensive backfield. We've got slots left and right. Man in motion this side, the boundary side. Snap back on the play to Mesher. He just takes off and runs. Track meet near side of the field. Mesher coming this way. 25-yard line. Spun around and decked at the 22. But he got nearly first down yardage. He picks up every bit of six or seven, and the chains are moved. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Last tackle made by Stevens of the Rams, but it was too late. Fort Loramie, Chuck, can make it mighty difficult in Upper Scioto Valley with a touchdown here. It would make it a two-score contest in the last 6 minutes of the game. Slots left and right. Redskins need to protect the football. Snap back to Mesher, fake to Werman. Mesher keeps, hops over a tackler, sheds another, gets a block at the 20, and crashes down to about the 18-yard line. Hard-earned 5 yards by Mesher. Where is Mesher on the night, Chuck? Certainly well over the 100-yard mark.
Oh, no doubt about it. He's got 90. He had 92 on two runs.
What a night for the young ninth grader. Carter Mesher has been splendid. Second down and five, Fort Loramie. Ball at the 17-yard line of the Rams. Snap back on the play to Mesher. Fake, stealing it to Werman. Mesher keeps. Tries to roll around right in behind the Werman block, and he's tackled back at the 24.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kyle Smith has been a machine defensively for Upper Scioto today.
That was a dynamite play by Kyle Smith. Defensive standout for the Rams.
If they live closer to Sydney, I'd give him a Clancy's.
Boy, he bulldogged his way across the line of scrimmage. He was not going to be stopped. He made the tackle on Mesher. It's a loss of five. Third and 10 Redskins. 23-yard line of the Rams. 7:30 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie up four. All 11 in the box for Upper Scioto Valley. Fort Loramie tries a sweep. No gain to the far side. Ball carrier is plunging ahead to about the 23 or 4, might have picked up a foot. It was Werman who tried to race to the short side of the field, and he was flushed out of bounds. Good hard-hitting tackle. Play produced nothing at all. Fourth down for the Redskins, who may or may not elect to take a timeout. 6:55 and counting.
But I like the fact that they ran on third down to keep the clock going. Now they can throw it, because if they don't make it or it's incomplete, it's going to be a stop of the clock anyway.
Snap back to Werman. Werman to throw way back behind the line of scrimmage. He's at the 35. No one available. He's got to eat the football and take off running with it. And the Rams spin him out of bounds at about the 20, a gain of three or four. And Upper Scioto Valley takes over the football. Drew Werman could have pitched it down to the five or goal line into double coverage. Didn't give it a try. And he tucked the football and tried to bulldoze down the right sideline. Couldn't get much. Rams take it over. And now Fort Loramie's got to make sure the Redskins halt the big play. Upper Scioto Valley can score in a rush from scrimmage anywhere on this field. Rams down four. Quarterback Moots took the snap and kept it. It might have been free tag in there at the quarterback post as he blasted over a right tackle for about four. It was free tag. He got nearly five. New line of scrimmage, the 26. Josh Siegel yanked him to the turf. Second down and four for the Rams. We're at the 6-12 mark in the fourth. It is 16-12, Redskins lead. Second down and four for Upper Soda Valley. Freetag and Moots in the offensive backfield. Freetag got the last direct snap. Offensive handoff and a little mix-up. Play slow developing. Fort Laramie comes crashing through. It's Frank Meyer. He puts his shoulder to the ball carrier, and the play goes for a minus three back at the 22 or 23-yard line. Wow, Frank and Jarrett Meyer have been superb for Fort Laramie's defense, Chuck. Third and seven here.
Yeah, that play just didn't mesh. I mean, they got together on the handoff and didn't know whether to give it to him or not. And, boy, that's a big timeout they're having to call right here.
Yes, Upper Soda utilizes one. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter, third and seven coming up for the Rams, who trail Fort Laramie 16-12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
An enormous play coming up in this football game. I don't think Upper Soda, Chuck, is in four down territory.
No, but the problem is the way they've been punting the ball, do they gain much if they punt it?
Yeah, that's a good observation, too. You're right. Exactly right. And with the playoffs on the line, who knows? They might go for it on fourth down if they don't make it here on third. Here's a pass near sideline intended for Chase Rose. A leaping stab. He's got it at the 31-yard line. The play produces eight, good enough for a first down.
And that was Freetag who took the snap and threw the football. He throws the ball pretty well.
Yes, he quarterbacked a little bit last week for Moots, the sophomore quarterback, when he went out with a concussion. That was a terrific third down pass play by the Rams, who seldom throw it. It went for 8 or 9 yards to the 6'3 wide receiver, Chase Rose. He hauled it in at the 31. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Fort Laramie up four. Under center, Moots. Quarterback gives to the man in motion, near side, Sloan. He's corralled in the field of play. He got about six. Clock continues to tick away. New line of scrimmage, the 37. And because Fort Laramie was unable to convert on that two-point conversion after the touchdown pass in the third quarter, a touchdown for Upper Soda Valley would give the Rams the lead, 18-16. Second down and four for Upper Soda Valley. Line of scrimmage, the Rams 37. Redskins have eight defenders bunched up within 2 yards of the line of scrimmage. Fake to Sloan, give to Freetag. Left tackle, he tries. He works his way past one man, and the Redskins flatten him at the 40, 2 yards short of a first down. Third and two for Upper Soda Valley.
It's like trying to tackle a bowling ball. Kids low to the ground, big, strong legs, keeps them moving. I'm impressed.
Yeah, Freetag, the fullback for the Rams. He's the short yardage man, and he is very difficult to haul to the turf. He won't go down unless three men are on him. 5'10", 225, a junior. Here's Upper Soda Valley running right up the gut. Short gain might result in a measurement. It was Freetag as he burrowed from the 40 to the 41.5. And it is ruled to be just short, or is it a first and 10?
Down.
Chain is advanced. First and 10 Rams. That looked like a measurement to me, Chuck.
Yeah, well,
I'm looking right down the 41-yard line, and the first down chain was at the 41.5. The nose of the football is at the 41.5. It is judged to be a first and 10 for the Rams. Here's a counter, misdirection, near side. Ball carrier slowed behind the line of scrimmage, tries to reverse his field, nothing doing. Fort Laramie staying disciplined on defense. Redskins in their lane. Dylan Eilerman would not be fooled. We are all the way down to 3:08 to go in the fourth quarter. 16-12, Redskins by four. Upper Soda Valley has only one timeout remaining. Second down, 8. Inside handoff, ball carrier, free tag, spinning, breaks a tackle. He tries to bulldog his way over the 45. Redskins stand him up at the 46. Third and 5 for the Rams. We're down to 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. 16-12, Fort Loramie. Again, the Rams have only one timeout at their discretion. It's a wide out screen. Is it thrown behind the quarterback or ahead? It falls to the turf. It's ruled incomplete, intended for Rose, who is about even with the quarterback, maybe a half step behind him, no more. Fort Loramie was all over it. The pass by Mooch was very tall. Rose hardly got a finger on it. And it's 4th and 5 for the Rams. The ball game on the line here. And Upper Souda Valley takes a timeout with 2:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here tonight on ScorersBroadcast.com, including Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Fort Loramie has attracted so many patrons from outside the state of Ohio. They come from all over to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main and Fort Loramie, and see Geyer's cars online too at GAIERSInc.com. Up the timeout culminates for Upper Souda Valley. Rams have the football near hash mark. Line of scrimmage is at the 46.5. They can get a first down at the 49 of Fort Loramie. 2:27 to go, fourth quarter. Enormous play. The quarterback is free tag. He drops 10 yards behind the line. Throws it high in the air, middle of the field. No one around except the white shirt. Intercepted by Fort Loramie at the 36. Good pressure on the quarterback, free tag. He wanted to throw a quick slant to Chase Rose, his very good wideout. Rose was doubled. He was covered up, hemmed in just beyond the line of scrimmage. And then the quarterback, free tag, retreated 3 or 4 more steps, Chuck, and he was in no man's land then.
Well, he had to just throw it up, and the problem for him was he's got a real strong arm, but he was going backwards. All of his weight was going back. He couldn't put anything on it.
Nope, he threw off his back foot a good 10 yards short of Lowry, well downfield, and I didn't get the number, Chuck, of the defender for Fort Loramie who picked it off. He might have been better off to bat it down.
It was Meyer again.
Yep, Jarrett Meyer on the intercept. Fort Loramie would have had the ball a good 15 to 20 yards further downfield had he just knocked it to the turf. Nonetheless, the Redskins have possession. And the first down running play by Werman results in a 1 yard gain from the 34 to the 35. Upper Souda Valley out of timeouts. Redskins with one first down can end it. Boy, you'd hate to have to punt the football to Sloan in the waning seconds of this game. You just don't want to do it. Think about the bind Michigan was in at the end of that game against Michigan State.
Brady Hoke wouldn't have punted.
Here is the snap back on the play to Fort Loramie. A fake, a spin move. I don't think it was Werman.
No, it was...
Might have been Plyman. Yes, it was. Brad Plyman. He took the direct snap. Faked it to Werman. Looked at Mesher. Brad Plyman spun around. Didn't deal the football off. Rammed right up the middle behind his center, Schultes, to about the 39. And it's 3rd down and 7 for Fort Loramie. 1:11 to go in the fourth quarter. The Rams are out of timeouts. Redskins lead it 16-12. Fort Loramie has to avoid a fumble here. Running play, left guard, clinging to it very tightly. I think it's Plyman again. Bounces off one man. He is downed at the 42. It was Plyman once more. 4th down for the Redskins and 4 to go for a first down. 45 seconds to go. And Fort Loramie probably will punt the football.
Yeah, they got 3 timeouts, so they're going to run this thing down to 1, call their timeout, and then tell the punter to make sure he catches the snap.
You catch the snap, and you punt the ball out of bounds. 27, 26, 25, Fort Loramie with three timeouts remaining. The Redskins use one of them. Clock stops at 23. Cody Gasson will be on to punt the football. Fourth and about four from the Redskins 42. And Upper Soda Valley hopes that this punt is in the field of play and the Rams can turn the punt return into a big offensive play. Redskins up four, 16-12, 23 ticks to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Redskins need to avoid a fumbled snap, need to avoid a blocked kick, need to kick this ball away from Stevens and Sloan, who are back at their 25. With the wind at Gasson's back, he catches it head high, gets the kick away. It's in the field of play. It's to the far side at the 22. It's hauled in by Sloan. He jukes some more. He scurries to the far side, gets a block, another, stays on his feet at the 35. He's finally nabbed out of bounds at the 39, and that return whittled the clock all the way down to 9 seconds.
Well, but I mean, I agree with that, but at the same time, he was the threat to try to get this game won for them, so he did what he had to do.
Yep.
Now you're looking at free tag, throwing the ball downfield would be my guess.
Exactly. Two receivers come to the near side. Lowry and Rose. Far side are Stevens and Sloan, and it's a razzle-dazzle handoff on the offensive backfield, and then a pass by the quarterback of the Rams all the way down the near side to the hash mark of the 36. A spectacular catch. A spectacular catch is made by Rose at the 36. Here come the Rams to the line of scrimmage. The first down was made. The clock was stopped with 3 seconds to go. And when the ball was snapped, let's see what happened, Chuck. A timeout by Fort Loramie?
No. He spiked it. Then they called the timeout. But he spiked it to stop the clock.
Yep, good observation, Chuck. Quickly downfield came the Rams.
They didn't call the timeout.
Fort Loramie.
Now they need to call a timeout.
Yeah, Redskins are caught napping here, trying to rush defenders on and off the field. 2 seconds to go in the game after the Rams completed a big pass of about 27 yards to the 36. Barring a penalty, final play of the game here. And it's a bad snap. It goes past Freetag on the other side of the 50. He rears back to throw. It's a jump ball at the 10-yard line. And Fort Loramie swats it down. It's incomplete. And the Redskins take a huge victory on the road here in McGuffey.
Wow.
At Upper Soda Valley High School.
What an outstanding high school football game this was.
Wow, this was a Division 7 classic here at McGuffey at Upper Soda Valley tonight. Won by the Redskins 16-12, who shut out Upper Soda Valley over the last 3.5 quarters of this game. Fort Loramie's defense was terrific over the final, 80% of this contest, Chuck?
Yeah, they scored the first two times they had the ball, and after that they just could not put it in the end zone again.
And Upper Soda Valley kept hammering away at Fort Loramie here in the second half, but the Redskins' D would not be denied. And the last two possessions by Upper Soda Valley are stopped cold by Fort Loramie's defense. The Redskins, 2 weeks in a row, just flat out tremendous on the defensive side of the ball, especially second half against Lehman. And the last 3.5 quarters here tonight against Upper Soda Valley, Fort Loramie ran the ball well enough. What Carter Mesher was splendid, wasn't he, Chuck?
He had a terrific game, and he's going to get a Clancy's mention here in a couple of seconds.
16-12, Fort Loramie wins it on the road. Thanks so many to our great underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations. locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, Middendorf Builders, the developer for Timber Trail, the subdivision south edge of Anna, beautiful wooded lots available. Talk to Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders. He will build a fantastic custom home for you. Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Gratitude as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney, our postgame sponsor. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. On the final Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies scoreboard, the Redskins win it 16-12. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery, John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers. And again, these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom Jerry's, TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Always a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A Muffler and Tires. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile all the time at Geyer's. Every year since 1922, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Chuck, a highlight of the postgame stats, Carter Mesher, an unbelievable workhorse for Fort Loramie on the ground tonight. And the defense, all 11 of them, were workhorses each and every play throughout this game.
Yeah, they were terrific, and like I said, they made the adjustment after those first two drives, and Upper Scioto Valley moved the ball well between the 20s, but they struggled when they got down inside the red zone. So Fort Loramie got one heck of a big win tonight. I think if these two teams played 10 times, I know it's cliche, but I think it'd be 5-5.
Carter Mesher unofficially, what, 160 yards?
Oh, yeah, he had to be right in that area. He was terrific.
Yep, in excess of 160 yards for Carter Mesher. Fort Loramie took care of the football. Had that early game fumble on fourth and goal down inside the one. Redskins lost points on that possession. But then Fort Loramie came right back, got a big takeaway. You heard the names of Burning and Kitzmiller, Frank and Jarrett Meyer all night long for Fort Loramie. As I said just a few seconds ago, Carter Mesher, workhorse on offense, all 11 workhorses throughout the game defensively for the Redskins, who were splendid on the defensive side of the ball. Boy, you shut out an Upper Scioto Valley team like this for 3.5 quarters with such blinding team speed. You have played a great game on defense for sure.
And I'll tell you one thing also, looking at their roster, next year, they're going to be a real force in Division 7 football.
Yeah, sure will. Fort Loramie, a youthful team as well. Offensive line, very young. A lot of players back for Fort Loramie, i.e. Carter Mesher, just a freshman.
Right, and then they'll also have Austin Siegel back playing quarterback, who was the starter this year before he got hurt.
Exactly.
He'll only be a junior.
Righto. And our Clancy star of the game again, Chuck, is?
Well, I'm going to give two of them because I can't break it down. Carter Mesher offensively was just a monster, and he gets it. And also Jarrett Meyer played a great defensive. He had an interception, knocked down a pass going across the middle that maybe was a game saver.
Yes.
In the fourth quarter. Those two young men are the Clancy's players of the game.
Well spoken. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Stay in touch with the scoresbroadcast.com website for an update. We'll post in the next 48 hours. The game we'll cover for you next Friday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. That's week 10, the last game of the regular season. Chuck, we feel so fortunate to be blessed with tremendous weather heading on into week 10, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's been amazing, and so let's not jinx it.
Wow. Redskins culminate week 9 with a huge win on the road against Upper Soda Valley. Fort Loramie is now 5-4 on the year. Who would have thought 5 straight victories and a very, very good chance at the postseason playoffs for Fort Loramie? This loss tonight suffered with the Rams virtually knocks Upper Soda Valley. Virtually knocks Upper Soda Valley. Unless Fort Loramie would lose next week, and unless Chesley Fort Loramie would lose next week, or one of the last ones lose to it last week, Fort Loramie was way up to Fort Loramie and a half in this game. And Dayton City Piqua, second half tight. Dayton 14-14, second half tight. And it was 21-7. Minster over Anna Lane in the third. Sure over Anna Lane in the third. 16-12. Redskins knock off Upper Soda Valley tonight. Shutting out the Rams over the last 3.5 quarters. Has defeated the Rams of Upper Soda Valley in a thriller, 16-12.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.